Rumors have swirled for a good part of the summer about Bill Sappho's personal life. So to clear the board, Sappho has this to say about his 16-year marriage to Renee Sappho.
Me and Renee are separated, and we're doing what we feel is best for our families and for each other, and that we only ask that people allow us our privacy during this whole entire process. There's a lot of things to work out, but she's a great person, and we're just going through it like a lot of people have gone through it.
Notwithstanding the potential personal toll that can accompany such a life change, it's the prospect of completing some unfinished projects that Sappho credits with propelling him forward.
Probably the biggest one right now is the hotel at the convention center. This is a deal that we've been working on for the last probably over 4 years now. And I think it's an extremely important project for the convention center because it will allow us to bring in larger conventions and larger groups into the community.
The neighboring Hilton Hotel will face new competition. Sappho says that's one reason company representatives have accused city officials of seriously undervaluing the land, which was priced at $579,000. They've gone so far as to threaten legal action against the city if the deal goes through.
I think it's ludicrous. Anybody that has done any kind of appraisal work in this community, and we've had two MAI appraisers that are local appraisers that have looked at that land, have said that that land is priced at the right price. But there has not been any piece of property that I'm aware of that is sold for the price that the Hilton Hotel has claimed it should be selling for.
This new hotel, to be built by Harmony Hospitality, the Courtyard by Marriott, and a Holiday Inn Express, all going up in downtown Wilmington, will move the area closer to what Sappho calls the tipping point.
I look at it from this perspective. Everybody sometimes looking for the magic bullet or the silver bullet, and that this is going to be the thing that takes us over the top. I don't look at it that way. I look at it that each one of these things pushes it that way.
Another tool that will provide not just downtown, but the greater Wilmington area with continued growth, says Sappho, is incentive packages for desirable companies.
Government, especially at the federal level, has done a lot to drive businesses out of our country through trade agreements like NAFTA and GATT.
Over the course of his lifetime, Sappho says he's watched the textile, tobacco, and furniture industries all disappear from the North Carolina landscape.
And I believe that government that has allowed this to happen also has a responsibility, even at the local level, to do everything in its power to try to bring jobs back into their communities.
To the critics who frown on such tactics, Sappho says there's a dangerous fantasy out there that because the area has beautiful beaches, businesses will come without incentives.
We're going to get tourism here on the coast. There's no doubt about that. And we're going to get retirees going to come here to the coast. But as far as companies, they can go anywhere. They can go anywhere in this country they want to go. And at the end of the day, those companies' responsibility are to its shareholders and to the company.
After the film industry spent a record $250 million in New Hanover County alone last year, Sappho, a film commission veteran, says he worries about the looming expiration of those incentives and the blow this area could take if they're not renewed by state lawmakers.
That is something that we're challenged in having to explain to a lot of these legislators that are, a lot of them, by the way, are freshmen. So a lot of these folks have not had that education process to allow them to see what the impact is to the state and the economic impact it's having on the state.
When he considers his accomplishments over the last decade, it's the convention center that comes up first.
Because we've been talking about it since 1930.
There's the Gary Shell Cross City Trail, a project, he says, that's close to his heart.
I think it is one of the best things I've ever been involved with. Hopefully by sometime next year, we will have 15 miles of this trail, the entire trail, funded, paid for, and done.
Sappho says he's very proud of being on the team of elected officials that brought PPD, one of the area's largest employers, back downtown.
And then, of course, the expansion of the Riverwalk.
But it's that great lawn for Wilmington that Sappho says he'd jump at the chance to develop, if given the opportunity. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.